Well, also speaking of lockdowns, El Big Tree had a guest on who was an investigative reporter. His name is Jeffrey Jackson. This person actually did a bit of a inquiry into the effects of lockdowns versus just allowing people to stay free. As you can remember, President Trump did make mention, we are locked down, then we're not going to have a country. And you remember that President Trump was referring to Joe Biden's radical way of dealing with corona. And as you read the headlines, I'm sure you read it, that Joe Biden's even prescribing things right now as if he were president and making statements that are just baloney when it comes down to it. The lockdowns like they're doing in the UK now, he's saying that he's recommending that people not even celebrate Thanksgiving in their normal way, and that people wear masks at home. And he is also recommending that there be a lockdown. But what Jeffrey Jackson here in this investigative reporter has found out is that lockdowns actually do more harm than they actually do good.
So the CDC produced some numbers, and they were showing that 25 to 44 year olds, there all of a sudden was an excess death amongst them. And these were the figures, the highest average percent increase in the number of fatalities relative to the previous years was among these 25 to 44 year olds. So looking at the actual CDC report, this was a morbidity and mortality report from the end of October. It says, quote, I'm going to read directly from this. Overall, an estimated 299,028 excess deaths have occurred in the United States from late January through October 3rd, 2020, with two-thirds of those attributed to COVID-19. The largest percentage increase were seen among adults aged 25 to 44. Now, as you've shown earlier, we know that that is an age group that's not very susceptible to dying from COVID-19. So what the heck's going on? Right. Scott Gottlieb, a former FDA commissioner and now board of director member of Pfizer, was interviewed by Squawk Box on CNBC. And this is what he had to say about those exact numbers.
The CDC also coming out with a study saying that there were 299, about 300,000 excess deaths thus far in 2020. In particular, and this to me was the surprising part about it, it said that it struck 25 to 44 year olds very hard. Their excess of death rate was up 26.5%. So how do you square both of these numbers we're seeing?
Yeah, we have to break down those CDC numbers a little bit. So two-thirds of those excess deaths were from COVID-19. The other one-third were from other causes. And I would suspect that a good portion of the deaths in that younger cohort were deaths due to despair, due to other reasons. We've seen a spike in overdoses, and I would suspect that a good portion of those excess deaths in that younger cohort were from drug overdoses and other deaths that were triggered by some of the implications of what we've gone through to try to deal with COVID-19.
Okay, so the average age of people to die from COVID-19 was actually somewhere in the area between 72 and 80 years old. And so the people who were younger, this means that they most likely died from depression and depression-related symptoms where, you know, they were invested in drugs. They began to die of alcoholism and risky lifestyle situations. Lockdowns don't work. They're not good. The people are actually very depressed about lockdown, and it is a form of torture. And so I'm at this report out of MRC TV, and it talks about that the truck drivers are going to be actually striking in protest to Biden. And so this is what we get here from this particular news source. Let me just click on it, so maybe you might be able to get a little bit more information about it.
It's called Stop the Tires, and it's not the first time American truckers have chosen to stand up against Joe Biden. Hi, everyone. I'm Gardner Goldsmith for MRC TV. You know, as news spreads about the fishy manner in which the pop media prematurely called Joe Biden president-elect, and reports continue to show what seems to be a vast and deep ocean of voting fraud in numerous states, thousands of independent truckers, their loved ones, and their friends are ready to take action. From November 26th through the 29th, they will park their trucks and deliveries will stop.
Truckers are banding together to protest Biden's potential policies.
A dramatic way to show how precarious is their position in a field that has been mauled by Biden and Obama prior to Donald Trump offering some relief, and which sees dark times ahead based on Biden's announced plans.
Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of that because to me, that sounds like a bunch of bullcorn. I just can't help but think that this is going to have a bad, this is going to, you know, affect people in a worse way than had ever been anticipated. And it seems to me that it comes conveniently on the heels of the lockdowns that are planned for America and the world, that, you know, the supply chain will actually be interrupted. Food sources will become scarce. And so that seems to be what is happening even right now as we look at U.S. faces shortages of 8 billion meals in the next 12 months, leading to leading food banks say. And that's October, that was printed on October 2nd, 2020. And so there is an anticipation of food shortages. And what is very inconvenient about this whole scenario is that the truckers are parking their trucks, and the people who are being hurt are going to be the American people. Not really, not going to be Joe Biden at all. Joe Biden's not going to be hurt by this, and neither is Obama or Hillary or any other people. And so when it comes down to it, it says U.S. truckers protest potential fracking ban. And so this does not make sense from a logical standpoint. Maybe somebody who's out there could probably help me with understanding what is taking place, but from what I see that is taking place, it appears to me that there is going to be a stop of, you know, trucks that, you know, are supplying very, very needed things. And so it says delivery, parking trucks for delivery. And so this is, you know, if truckers stop delivering, you know, who knows what could happen. There could be a number of things to happen even in the food chain when it comes down to that. So again, with the food shortages coming as a result of, you know, the COVID-19 situation and the lockdown, well, you know, then we're looking at, it could be that this even gets worse or even backfires. I don't know what their intentions are and anything like that. Okay, so I wanted to, you know, even share that with you from a perspective where a pastor is talking about, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And as we know, the horsemen, one of the horsemen is going to come, and it's going to be food shortage and famine. So let's listen to the pastor talk about this.
And he mentions now the third horseman of the apocalypse. This is the black horse. It's the black horse of famine. But also, I believe it reveals that it's showing us not only a famine, but of economic collapse. See, at first, you know, war actually helps economies, as many are employed in the production of the war machine. That's why it's interesting as he describes this, where he says, do not touch the oil or the wine. It seems to indicate that there will be a group of wealthy people who have plenty while the rest of the world suffers. And actually, we're actually seeing that right now. What a separation, a great dividing between the wealthy and those who are suffering greatly in the world. Adds to the agony of those latter days. In fact, even today, many of the world's wealthy are stashing away gold in preparation for such a disaster economically. But at some point, see, we know that war helps economies in the beginning, but at some point, widespread war destroys so much that economic systems are destroyed with it. That's why he describes a quart of wheat will be purchased for one full day's wage. You got to work for a whole day to buy one quart of wheat. That's inflation. You know, in the 90s, I remember.
Okay, so again, we are going to have that third horse of the apocalypse. Looking at Revelation chapter 6, we look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that third horse is going to be one in which is going to bring famine, widespread famine. That's going to be hunger. Could these kinds of events where truckers are actually stopping their delivery be a deliberate thing rather than something that we think is done in protest of the dog and pony show that is going on between President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden? It's kind of an unusual time in history for them to be making this decision when food is so short. Anyway, if that was not enough, I want you to check this out because it does talk about what is going on with the lockdown and the lockdown where it's leading. And the lockdown is leading to COVID-19 virus, vaccine rather. And so this vaccine that is coming out is supposed to be the answer to all of our problems. It's supposed to be the thing that's going to give us back our freedom. And so that is the hope for people. And so they even have a dystopian movie out called Songbird that is going to be showed on, I suppose, television or some sort of streaming network, so that we can see how bad it can get if we don't get the vaccine, and how they were planning to lock people down until they do get the vaccine. It looks like a very, very scary scenario of the health department breaking in on people and taking them and dragging them out of the house and putting them into quarantine camps and the like, and locking down whole cities, and the disaster from one city to another where people will be so infected that they'll have to be locked down. So all of this is playing together on the mind and on us psychologically, so that these lockdowns lead to one thing and one thing only, it seems, that they want us to receive this vaccination. And so as these vaccines are being rolled out, we really need to understand that every group, every major big box organization that's run by these big billionaires, Ticketmaster is one, actually plans to use this opportunity of the vaccine being rolled out by Pfizer, and then also the the lockdown, to actually get people excited about taking the vaccine. And so Ticketmaster said that they plan to check your vaccine status before you are able to go back to concert. But the good news is that they're going to start back up concerts. And so I imagine there are enough people who are so excited about being able to go to a concert again, being able to get out of the house, that they will be lining up for the vaccine. Let's take a listen to this.
On November 9th, pharmaceutical company Pfizer released early results on a COVID-19 vaccine, giving the concert industry much needed hope that business can resume in 2021. In preparation, Ticketmaster has been working on a framework for post-pandemic fan safety that uses smart phones to verify vaccination status or test results. If approved, here's how it would work. After purchasing a concert ticket, attendees would either need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test result approximately 24 to 72 hours prior to the event, depending on local government requirements. The plan, which is still in the development phase, will rely on three separate components: the Ticketmaster app, third-party health information companies like Clear Health Pass or IBM's Digital Health Pass, and testing and vaccine distribution providers like LabCorp and the CVS MinuteClinic. But once a fan's COVID-19 status is verified, Ticketmaster would issue credentials and the show would go on. For everything you need to know, head to billboard.com. For Billboard News, I'm Jordan Rowling.
Well, it seems that they have enough young people that they can actually draw from these people, and they will be ready and lining up for the vaccination and also the testing, the intrusive kind of testing that's going to be done to their bodies so that they can get into a concert and enjoy life the way we used to prior to 2020. And when 2020 came in, of course, nobody can do anything because, as Bill Gates says, we're not going to be able to return to any form of normal until we actually receive the vaccine. So that's what Bill Gates' plan is, and it seems to be still in effect that we're moving on down the line towards that vaccine. And so it's interesting that Pfizer actually did, produce a vaccine. According to them, it says Pfizer has a vaccine that's 90% effective. And this is what they were advertising on television for the last several days, now that Pfizer's had a breakthrough in the effectiveness of this vaccine. Now, 90% effective, according to the High Wire, I was just watching that today. They were saying that they had 97 individuals out of over 47,000 individuals or something like that. I could be wrong about those numbers, but it's somewhere near 50,000 individuals. 97 of them received, there was two groups in a blind study where they received a placebo, and then the other group received the vaccine. And out of that 97 people, they made their determination. And I don't want to butcher the numbers, but this is kind of how he explained it, that there was just a small sliver of people, I think about 2% of the test group, that actually were successful with the vaccine. So they're going to roll it out at a 90% effectiveness rate, even though we really don't know the long-term health effects of this vaccine because it has been warp-speeded. And we don't really know also, there's been no longitudinal studies. And then we don't know how this will actually affect a number of people in various different phases of life, you know. So I think that they've said that they've done as much as they can to make sure that this is the efficacy of the vaccine is worth the risk. But, as you do know that it is a pharmaceutical, it's a big pharmaceutical company that stands to make billions. And from what I understand, someone actually put out the number of something like $700 billion. And I think that was on High Wire when they quoted that number. I can't be sure. But again, this is only for entertainment purposes and for us to just talk about. I'm not really sure about any of these things, but I'm just bringing it out as the way I've seen it and what I heard. And so if the vaccine companies stand to make $700 billion off of this vaccination, then you can see that there may be a great incentive for them to get it out and get it distributed to as many people as they can. And as you can see, Pfizer is very, very excited about this, and they plan to distribute this vaccine. They say it's complicated. I don't know if it's going to be complicated, because they say success will be hinged on untested networks of governments and companies and health workers. And as you know, President Trump did say that he would be implementing the military to actually distribute it if President Trump is, still going to be in the second term. Then, of course, if Joe Biden is in the second term, then may be other methods that he decides to use. And I imagine it probably will be some government agency, such as the military as well. It says for months, it says scientists and public health experts have been saying that the most crucial part of diffusing the COVID, pandemic, will be developing a safe and effective vaccine. So it's for this cause that the celebration this week, when Pfizer announced that an early analysis showed that its vaccine candidates was more than 90% effective. They're saying that they are able to ward off the coronavirus with this vaccine, making it about 90% effective. I guess the other 10% don't count, right? But it says here, out of 90 people, that's what they're saying. It's actually out of 97 people, and there were 9 people that it didn't work for. I don't know what it did to them. I hope it didn't do what the other vaccination did to some of the other people in the other trials. When it came down to it, I even heard that there was maybe a death, and then there's a possibility that some people were paralyzed. So it says now the drug makers, the government, and the public health community face a new challenge, which is quickly making millions of doses. I thought it was going to say quickly making millions of dollars before people die, but that's not what they were saying. They were saying quickly making millions of doses of the vaccine and getting them to the hospitals and clinics and pharmacies where they will be injected 2 separate times into people's arms. So you have to have 2 injections instead of 1. They have to inject you twice, So it says if Pfizer receives authorization for its vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration in the coming weeks, as expected, because the Food and Drug Administration is going to probably give them approval, it's going to give them authorization, because this is all part of Operation Warp Speed. It says the company, in theory, could vaccinate millions of Americans by the end of the year, taking advantage of months of planning and decades of experience. And it talks about, I'm confident as I live and breathe this, Tanya and Alcorn, a Pfizer executive overseeing the supply chain for the vaccine, said in an interview on Wednesday. We have developed a system that does not waste any precious vaccine. Okay, so they're not going to waste it. They're gonna use all of this precious vaccine, and they're going to get it to the people as fast as possible, and to as many people as possible. And I imagine the employees of various stores and people, and also the nurses and the doctors, are going to be lining up first to receive this vaccine, this wonderful vaccine. And get ready, doctors, nurses, and therapists, and people like that, to receive this vaccine. It's here, hooray. And I imagine Pfizer is very, very excited about it, because they stand to make billions, $700 billion is what I heard. But it's a funny thing, though, that even although they stand to make billions and billions of dollars, this news article came out that the Pfizer CEO cashed out more than 60% of his stock on the same day that the company unveiled the results of its COVID-19 vaccine trials. What do you know? All right, so rather than stick around for the boatload of money that he's going to make off of this vaccine, he seems to be jumping ship a little bit early. I don't know why he would cash out more than 60% of his own stock in the company on the same day as the company unveils the results of its COVID-19 vaccine trials. It sounds to me little suspicious, but you know, maybe he just wanted to make money fast, or maybe he had some cash problems or something like that. From what I understand, when he did this though, he sold 62% of his stock on the same day that they announced the results of the COVID-19 trials at 90% effectiveness. And he sold this stock at $41.99 a share because it was at a 52-week high and the stock was at $41.99 a share. Let's see, he sold it 132,000 shares of his company at an average price of $41.94 a share, and he got $5.6 million. That seems to me that if they have really come out with a vaccine that works, and that, you know, in the future will actually rise in value because it works so well, that he doesn't plan for the stock to go down. I would plan for it to go up. Maybe, what if it goes up to $100 a share because of the vaccine works so well? It says here that the vaccine here is a success. And you know, that's what they were saying, that this new vaccine is just going to be out of sight, you know, because it's 90% effective, and they're going to receive it. They're going to receive from the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, in the coming weeks. They're going to receive approval so that they can vaccinate millions of Americans. And I imagine if millions of Americans get treated for this corona, and then they become immune, then the whole world is going to want this vaccine. And so I imagine company stock would go up as a result of there being a greater demand. Because, you know, if you have a product that's really good, you would basically want to have stock in that company. But the odd thing is that on the same day that the company announced that it is going to actually unveil this vaccine, and they're going to distribute it to millions of Americans. Okay, guys, do you get what I'm saying? Pfizer CEO cashed out more than 60% of its stock. Is that amazing? Well, anyway, maybe it's just take the cash and run, Jack. Take the cash and run. At $5 million, that doesn't seem like, you know, billion. He should have stayed in it so he can make billions, but who knows? Anyway, you let me know what you think about this. I just wanted to kind of share some of these things with you as I was thinking about them. Remember, though, that we are in the Lord's hands. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we who dwell therein. That's what we're the sheep of his pasture. And no harm will come to us unless the Lord allows the enemy to attack us. And I'm sure if you're faithful to the Lord surely would not allow anyone to harm a hair on your head, because, you know, he cares about the sparrow. And if he cares about the sparrow, little flock, this is what Jesus said, if he cares about the sparrow, then you know he cares about you. Well, if you appreciate these reports, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and hit the bell notification to get more content like this. Also, if you would like to contribute to the channel, there are links in the description so that you can contribute to the channel either using PayPal or Patreon. And I am looking for people to help in Patreon. So thank you and God bless you. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world and the truth shall set you free. God bless.